They don't understand me. My psychologist suspects it's OCD, but he's wrong. He told me that nothing would happen if I stopped. He gave me medication, but that just made me sleepy. But I don't do it because my brain forces me to. Things just go wrong when I don't. Let me explain. This all started when I was a kid in elementary school, as far as I can remember. It started with small things like, I should move that toy. I would continue playing with my other toys though. Then when mom walked in with the laundry basket, it happened. She slipped over it and the wet wash was thrown across the room. From then on out, every time the impulse comes, I just went along with it. Once when I went with my friend to the forest and we were looking for a place to build a treehouse, we had been walking for a while, going around climbing and looking for favorable trees to build the floor on. When we found a good big tree with a split in the middle as if chopped open by axe, when it was still a young sapling, my friend saw it first and asked me to give him a little lift so he could get up the middle. As he climbed from my hands to my shoulder, I suddenly got the urge again. But this time, I got the instinctive reaction to pull my friend's leg back, pulling him out of the tree, grabbed his leg and held it before he could fully get off my shoulders. If I were to pull him out right now, he would definitely get hurt. But what would happen if I didn't do it? I thought better of it, and my grip around his ankle loosened again. He pulled himself up from my shoulders and up onto the split. I turned around and was just about to help, as I heard him yell out. Then while trying to get footing against his fall, his foot made its way towards my face. A dull sting went through my face as his foot made contact with my nose and chin. My eyes closed instinctively from the hit to my nose, as I grabbed for it because of the disorientation, however my foot had stepped onto nothing and I also fell still, clutching my nose with closed eyes. My eyes were just opening when I made contact with the ground and they closed again. Then I heard a yelp coming from my friend as I tried to get up. I luckily didn't fall from more than knee height and was just a little shocked. My friend, however, later, with his face pale and eyebrows frowned deeply. I called his name and his eyes opened up, letting out tears while he looked towards me, sobbing. I ran towards him and saw what had happened. He had fallen back down, but in the drop had somehow landed on his wrist. He was holding his left arm, cupped like a baby, the wrist make a nasty angle that made my spine tingle just from looking at it. We got up and I had helped him out of the woods to our parents, who had called the hospital. Ever since that day, I have been following the impulses as much as possible. I don't always have them, however. When I do, they can differ in what they manifest as. Sometimes I just have to move something. Other times it tells me just get away from some place, so I do. However, there are the ones I like less. Like for instance, it sometimes gives me the urge to scream towards someone across the road who I don't know. It's almost never the same either. I read up on OCD, however, I don't really experience any impulse the same way I read about. Some may be familiar with taking a different route to work than usual, but most of the time, the moment that changes my normal pattern differs from time and place. However, of late the impulses have been more drastic and ridiculous, and I feel scared if it escalates. I just want it to stop. For instance, about the time I got registered for the waiting list for therapy, one evening suddenly I got the impulse to go to basement floor of my apartment and turn off the electricity in the whole building. I got out of my bed, it was already 11 p.m, got dressed and got my coat. I made my way down towards the basement and I remember thinking, why would I do this? But in my mind, I had already made the decision. Some would probably immediately go to the basement and fix it anyway, so what's the worst that could happen? The possibilities of what would happen if I didn't do it though. That's what actually made me do it. I pulled the switch and ran back with my phone flashlight out, up the stairs and out of the building. I jogged a little while, but as soon as I cleared the corner, I stopped and tried to collect myself. There I stood, at 11 p.m. on a winter night, out of breath from what felt like a dumb prank. I remember feeling ashamed and almost a little bit of a coward, but after a while, I just opened my phone and started to take a walk. I made a circle around the neighborhood, and when I got back, the lights in the windows of my building were back on. I never did figure out what would happen if I would just stay in my bed, but thinking of why I had to do that, I just can't figure out a reason. I think I did the right thing. I just hope I'm not going insane. I have received medication by this time, but I don't use it anymore. At first, I thought the medication would work, but after not even 4 days, I had another impulse to use a different route to work, and I just went along with it. The medication also made me sleepy, so after a while, I just stopped it. Since then, I have been Googling if anyone else has experienced this, and one of the most common answers I've been finding is either God or an angel. But there is no way that if there is a God, this is his work. One time in Sunday church, I got the urge to sneak away during mass and go to the candle altar at the entrance. Then it was followed up by the urge to throw them all on the ground and stomp the tops flat. No, this isn't God's work, but more like something is warning me. I have no control over it whatsoever. It can happen at any moment. I'm happy to say it hasn't hit me on the toilet or anything yet. I just hate going outside nowadays. Luckily, due to COVID, I have been able to order a lot of my stuff, so I didn't have to. However, with everything starting back up, I'm getting more and more nervous. Lately, it hasn't been as much of moving things away, but more intrusive impulses. Last winter, on the bus, it gave me the impulse to suddenly start screaming, "Help! Please stop the bus!" It was early in the morning, but I just went for it. The bus stopped and the chauffeur turned around and looked at me. As soon as the impulse left me, I started crying and pretending I was having a panic attack. They got me off the bus and someone stayed with me while the bus moved on. Then I just sat there in the dark, with some nice stranger I was manipulating to make sure people didn't think I was insane and call the police. She sat there with me, arms over my shoulders, while I pretended the panic attack was going away. I take public transport because I am scared of being in cars. It doesn't often happen, but when I was just getting driver's education, I have had the impulses. It's very hard to explain to your instructor why you didn't want to take that right exit. Or what's worse was when I felt the impulse to press the brakes with a stern push. The car would be brought to a halt, the seatbelt catching us in the sudden stop. This would get me really stern talking to, and I could do nothing more than apologize and say I panicked. After 7 lessons, I've had enough of it and felt too ashamed to keep going. I had no way of explaining my actions, and I didn't want my instructor to think I was crazy. After that, I just accepted it and bought a bus pass. That's also the reason I had to move closer to work into the city. The impulses have always been worse in the city though. Most of my days just consist of going to work and to one or two stores on my way back and to my apartment. I rarely go out and am what some would consider shut in. I don't have a lot of real-life friends I talk to anymore. It's very hard to keep friends when you want to avoid going anywhere. After a few excuses, people mostly give up on you. Some I still talk to online. Of course, as a 21st century hermit, I have a very active online life. I'm happy with technology where it is because I can still talk to people without the hassle of leaving my house. However, I have to make bread and butter, as I sadly can't do that from home. COVID was actually a blessing in disguise for me. However, now that things have started again, I'm going insane. It sends me everywhere and involves a lot of scaring people or embarrassing myself with very rude gestures or actions. When I had to go to an office for work to make a deal with a possible sponsorship deal, I suddenly got the urge to scream at the secretary walking in front of me on the stairs. For a second, it was just an intrusive thought because I'm always watching out for it to happen. But then, the intrusive thought turned into an impulse. I'd never had this before and thought that maybe it was just my mind messing with me. I decided not to do it and kept walking behind her. As soon as she approached the second floor level and reached the door, it opened up. The coffee cup she had been holding smacked over and steaming coffee covered her arm and wrist. She screamed and dropped the coffee cup. I started rushing the last few steps towards the second floor level. She was grabbing at her hand when her leg suddenly slipped away under her. She tried to compensate by leaning forward, but then her other heel slipped and her ankle bent inward. I finally got to her. I grabbed her by the blouse at her back and pulled, but when I did, my closest foot couldn't get a steady footing. My front leg slipped under me as we both tumbled down the stairs. I hit my head while rolling and got the corner of the stairs imprinted on my lower back. She had second-degree burns over her hands and had to wear a neck brace for a week, but got off with not too much in the long run. I had messed up my ankle somewhere along the fall, but the rest basically stopped after a few days of being sore. However, I have the idea these impulses don't care how physically fit I am at all. When it was still healing, I messed up because I suddenly got the impulse to run through an orange light, even though there was a car coming. I probably looked like some crippled asshole hopping over the street, even though some people behind me stood waiting there still on the sidewalk. I got honked at, but I ignored it as I was trying not to mess up my leg more than it already was. It's getting worse and I'm not sure if I can actually keep up with it for long. My leg has been getting rapidly strained and keeps taking longer to heal. The last time I tripped and fell over, it had become all red and swollen. Also, I've been getting some weird impulses. Ones I don't have to go outside for. Ones I can and have to do from my apartment. Things like, this morning, as soon as I woke up, the first thing in my head was this impulse. It told me to get on here and tell my story. I left some things out I think I need to tell. But I'm too ashamed. This will have to do. I don't know why I got this impulse, but I do know one thing. Bad things happen to me and others if I don't follow it. I'm pretty sure someone is supposed to read this. I don't know why though. Whatever is supposed to stop. I hope it works, because I'm scared what will occur if we don't stop it.